a variety of different research studies have been done to examine the role of spirituality within coping. It's one of the primary ways that individuals cope with a serious illness, and it also is critical to preserving individuals' quality of life in the setting of a serious illness. So, for example, I'm thinking of one study where examining patients with advanced cancers, where patients who were relying upon their spirituality to cope with illness preserved their quality of life better in the setting of high symptom burden. So, you know, those that had lower spirituality, lower measures of religious coping, spiritual coping, when they had high symptom burden, it created greater decrements in the individual's quality of life. So it's really suggesting that coping is really a way by which people are absorbing the stresses of illness, and just translating that research to actual, like, for example, my own experience in caring for patients. You know, it's really one spirituality, which, you know, very broadly defined as the ways by which we find transcendent meaning, purpose, and value, typically centered on what is known to be sacred in our lives. And it's if we can experience a stressor in our lives, no matter what it is, but certainly serious illness is a stressor, and integrate it into a sense of who we are in a transcendent way, it allows us to preserve our sense of meaning, value, purpose, identity, despite the fact that you're experiencing something as stressful as a serious illness. We are actually growing and flourishing spiritually and emotionally despite their illness, in the face of their illness. And oftentimes they'll say it's because of their illness, and they'll actually express a degree of gratitude for what their illness has brought them, even despite that suffering. And in that sense, it's clearly within medicine, we were saying how much it's been neglected in the practice of medicine. Medicine is very focused on the material body. And fortunately, increasingly within medicine, there's a recognition that health isn't just physical, that health is physical, emotional, social, and spiritual. But of all of those, I think the spiritual dimension of illness is the one that medicine has the longest way to go as far as beginning to understand how to integrate and incorporate together with addressing the other aspects of an individual's health.